Fun fact, businesses that deliver exceptional customer experience actually generate up to 80% more revenue than those that don't. And let me tell you, this is because great customer experience actually creates customer loyalty and create customers who spend more, who return to your business more often, and they tell others about you, which is what you want for a business. Bad customer experience example. Recently, I took my 92-year-old grandmother to the OR Tambo International Airport to catch a flight with FastJet. Yo, FastJet guys, depressingly. An employee there actually refused to assist my grandmother with a wheelchair. Happy customers will return and spend, according to studies, 140% more than those that had a bad experience. In addition, this week on Access Genie, I'm going to teach you how you can create the best customer experience for your business. If you haven't watched any of the lessons in this series, do yourself a favor and go back to them, because we've covered exceptional topics like how to find your purpose and build a business that you love, competitor analysis, which really helps you know who you're up against in the market. We've also covered market research, which is all about understanding what your customers really, really want. And we've covered business models and pricing strategies, making sure that you build a business for profit. And today we're covering customer experience, and trust me, it is everything. Fun fact, businesses that deliver exceptional customer experience actually generate up to 80% more revenue than those that don't. And let me tell you, this is because great customer experience actually creates customer loyalty and create customers who spend more, who return to your business more often, and they tell others about you, which is what you want for a business. I saw great customer experience in action firsthand in December 2024 when I attended the Chris Brown concert at the FNB Stadium in Johannesburg. And let me tell you, that entire event was like a exceptional masterclass in how to create great customer experience. They had everything done well, from the smooth entry process to the food, the drinks, the electric vibe, and his incredible performance. He gave it his all. And everything was really designed to sort of give fans an unforgettable night. And thousands of people, including myself, actually made videos about it because it was amazing. And we did that for free. And that's what you want for your business, because that's how you build a loyal and an engaged audience that keeps coming back to you over and over again. Now let's look at another example, which was actually a bad customer experience example. Recently, I took my 92-year-old grandmother to the OR Tambo International Airport to catch a flight with FastJet. Yo, FastJet guys, depressingly. An employee there actually refused to assist my grandmother with a wheelchair, leaving a terrible impression on me. I was weeping at the airport because I was like, this is elderly abuse. How can you do this to my grandmother? And that single experience and that single interaction made me decide to never ever book with them again. This is because customer experience isn't really just about being polite only. It really directly impacts your business success. Another example, which I also experienced, was when I was looking for a property recently, and one ad that I saw stated that the owners or the property agents wouldn't take any WhatsApps, they don't want any emails, they don't want any messages, they only want you to call for inquiries. And instantly, I lost interest, because why would you do that? In 2025, customers want ease, they want flexibility, and businesses that make things difficult for their customers actually lose them. It's as simple as that. And here's another perfect example of how bad customer experience can actually shut down your business. There was a restaurant called Lava at Blueberry Square in Johannesburg, and I visited it twice, and on both occasions, the experience was horrible. No one greeted us at the door or seated us on time. The servers took over 30 minutes just to come and take our order. And to make it worse, the place was almost empty and the food was below average, making the wait not even worth it at all. And guess what? Today, that restaurant is now closed. And this is because people don't like bad service. And it's no surprise to me that they're closed, because bad customer experience kills businesses. Now let's get into the business impact of great customer experience. Studies show that great customer experience actually increases revenue and customer retention. For example, happy customers will return and spend, according to studies, 140% more than those that had a bad experience. In addition, it really creates a brand advocacy, right? You get customers sharing their experiences. And studies show that a delighted customer will tell 5 people about how great experience they had. However, an unhappy customer will tell 15 people how horrible the experience was for them. Another good thing about great customer experience is that it differentiates your business from the competitors that you have in the market. Because let's be honest, the markets are crowded, and great customer experience is that competitive edge that you can have. Look at companies like Amazon and Apple. They thrive because of customer loyalty that is built through the stellar experience that they give. Great customer experience also reduces costs, because let's tell the truth, guys. When you have bad customer experience, you have so many complaints. People are asking for refunds. They want their money back. You need to hire PR people to help clean up your image, making you spend more money than you have. So you can reduce costs by having good customer experience. And another thing that I love about exceptional customer experience is that it strengthens customer trust. Studies actually show that 86% of consumers are willing to pay more for great customer service. 86%. If you don't believe me, let's look at some real-world case studies that are really leading in this space of customer experience. Let's look at Apple. I'm an Apple user, and I find that Apple really creates an exciting customer experience, especially in their retail spaces, right? Apple stores, if you've been in any of them, especially overseas, you'll see that they're designed to be an interactive experience, and it's a hub where customers can see the products, customers can get one-on-one support, customers can attend free workshops, and all of this ensures that you feel connected to the brand and you trust it. And it's more than just buying a product, it's about that community and the feeling that you get from the brand. And another great example is Zappos, right? Their customer service is a competitive advantage. They ensure that they build the brand by delivering outstanding customer experience and services. They do this by offering free shipping, for example, and hassle-free returns for their clients. And this ensures that they empower their customers. They also empower their employees to go above and beyond for the customers. They even once sent flowers, for example, to a grieving customer just to show how genuinely they care. So they ensure that the customer feels like those people really love me. It's not just about money. It's about the relationship we have together. If I'm having a bad experience and a bad time in my life, they'll come and support me and offer condolences, for example. Another example is Amazon. Yo, Amazon, I know so many people say Amazon is a bad employer, but in terms of customer experience, they're one of the best. Amazon uses AI, for example, to predict what customers want. They optimize deliveries. They ensure that they have speed, so much that they're so fast that if they delay your order, they'll give you a refund before you even complain. How great is that? That's an proactive approach that really builds that trust and loyalty within the brand. Now let's talk about how you can deliver an unforgettable customer experience step by step, because I know as an entrepreneur, you're probably asking, Ansley Abed, I hear you. How can I do this for my business? This is the process in which you do it. Step one, you really just have to define your customer experience vision, because a customer experience vision is really just like a guiding principle that aligns your team's effort. For example, ask questions like, what do we want customers to feel when they interact with us? Do we want them to feel excited? And what does that excitement look like, for example? Also ask yourself, how do we make their lives easier? Everything has to be easy. Buying from you has to be easy. Getting products from you has to be easy. So how do you make your customers' lives easier? Another thing you need to ask yourself is, what value do we uphold as a business, and ensure that all of that is built into the experience that you build within the business, from the website to how you interact on social media to how you deliver customer services. A good example of this is Zappos, right? Because their core value is to deliver wow through service. And they do this and they ensure that this influences every decision that they make within the business. Step two for you will be to understand your customers deeply. If you haven't watched our market research lesson, please go and watch it, because we covered this intensively and extensively. When you really understand your customers deeply, you're able to serve them well. And you must know who they are, what they want, what they feel, and every single thing about your customer. For example, you need to have customer personas, which we also covered in earlier studies within the series. So when you understand the customer persona, that's when you create profiles of the ideal customer, from their age to their income to their habits to their needs, so that you know how to reach them well. You can also create surveys and feedback from your customers, where you collect data through social media and other survey platforms, or even reviews, so that you know what those pain points and touch points are for your business. Step three is really how to map your entire customer journey. That's what you need to do. You need to ensure that that customer journey has everything from emotions to preemptive fixes that you need to implement. And you do this by creating a customer journey map. If you haven't heard about a customer journey map before, let me tell you a little bit about it. Customer journey map really shows every step your customer takes with your business. This is from discovering you as a business to buying from you and even beyond that. This really helps you see things from their perspectives. You need to understand their thoughts at every point, their emotions, their frustrations, so you can improve their experience and ensure that you can solve any problems that they can have before they even happen. For example, if you run an online clothing store, for example, you need to understand what your customers struggle with. So say, for example, your customers struggle with sizing, right? We'll preempt this by ensuring that on your website, there are sizing charts that will help guide them on how your clothes are designed. Then this helps you fix the problem before your customers get frustrated by the problem. When you understand your customer journey, you can create a smoother and a better experience for them that keeps them coming back. Let me show you how that customer journey map would look like for your business. So for the purposes of this exercise, we're going to use an example. I know a lot of people have clothing stores on Instagram and they have websites where they sell their clothes, right? So this is how you'd create a customer journey map for your business. Stage one is when a customer actually realizes that they have a need, right? So for example, this weekend, a client of mine has asked me to come and speak at an event that they're organizing. So I'm realizing that I've got a need, because the event has a specific theme. They want us to wear neutrals. So that's my need. I need something that's great for me to go and speak wearing, and it needs to be neutral. I've identified the need. So you, as a clothing store owner, you need to already anticipate that need, because you stock neutral color clothing for people like me in your store. You need to ensure that you preempt that. And your planning and your marketing, etc., needs to ensure that the moment I realize that I've got that need, I'm able to find you as a business. We're going to do a marketing exercise or marketing lesson later on in this series. So when I have now decided that I want that that dress or etc. for the event, this stage is called the awareness stage. I'm aware that I've got a need. And I start looking around, right, for options or just doing a Google search. And then the next thing when I'm looking, maybe I see your ad on Instagram or in Facebook that you sell clothes and you've got this boutique that sells clothes that I'm looking for. In this moment, when I see your business, I get excited. Oh my goodness, they have got neutral color clothes that can fit a professional event. Let me check out this business, right? But also, in that moment of being excited, I've got a little bit of frustration because I'm overwhelmed by the choices that I have. And this comes from, say, for example, I look at retail stores, I look at other online stores, and the moment I do those searches, I get, you know how social media works, every advert I'll be seeing that entire week will be different people who are sponsoring or advertising clothing. So in this moment, I'm frustrated as a buyer because there's just too many options and I don't know what to do, right? So you need to preempt that as a business and know that in this first stage, the awareness stage, what emotion will our customer go through? You know that they'll see your ad, they'll get excited, but while they're excited, they quickly get frustrated because of everything that's happening in that process of buying a dress, for example. So the preemptive fix for you here would be to ensure that in your adverts or your posts, you ensure that you use clear and compelling messaging and you showcase the products and your best sellers quickly so that when I search nude, cream, natural tone dresses, corporate dresses, I see them quickly because I'm already overwhelmed. So when I see something I like quickly, I'll most likely go with that business. So you need to be preemptive and fix those problems immediately. Make sure that you're making it easy for me to see the things that I'm Googling or searching for. That's the first stage. That is your awareness stage. The next stage here will really be my consideration stage, right? That's when I'm visiting different websites and browsing for clothes and the options that I have to buy. In this stage, my emotions are really curious, but because maybe it's the first time I'm interacting with your brand, I'm also cautious, right? Are these people real? Are they scammers? Will I get my clothes on time? Will the clothes fit me? Is their sizing right? So you need to preempt that emotion. And as a business, you need to make sure that you ease my emotion already and make me feel comfortable to buy from you. And some frustrations that I could also get in the stage is that I'd feel like, will the sizes fit me? Are there good size guides for this? Is it good for me to buy from this business in case I want to return the item? Do they have clear return policies, for example? So as a business, again, you need to have that preemptive fix and ensure that you communicate clearly and ensure that the sizing charts and guides are already there and ensure that you already communicate that if I want to return the item, it's going to be quick and it's hassle-free because that will then make me more comfortable and ease that emotion of cautiousness and worry that I already have. So that is stage two, consideration. The third stage is now to purchase. Here I've then made the decision to say, okay, I feel comfortable to buy from this online store. Let me now just make my purchase. In this moment, I take my order, add it to my cart, and then here I could be feeling a little bit more anxious because I'm thinking, is this price worth it? Is the quality good? Is the shipping quick? If you're like me, you're buying your clothes last minute. Today is Thursday. The event is on Saturday, for example, and I'm only buying today. Will I have my dress by Saturday? So I'm a little bit anxious as I'm buying this product. And I'm worried a little bit about whether there'll be any hidden fees, whether there'll be a slow checkout process. So I'm anxious. So you as a business in the stage, you need to ensure that you make me feel at ease. You become so transparent about the pricing, ensuring that there's no hidden costs, and you ensure that I can check out very quickly. So when you're designing your website, for example, you need to make sure that from the moment I click I want to buy to the moment I check out, it's as quickly as possible. If I can do it in one step or two steps, it should happen within one step or two steps because I don't want to get frustrated. I'm already anxious. I don't want to get frustrated by trying to buy something and then you're putting 5 different steps before I can purchase a product. You get it? The next step here is really the post-purchase step, which for me sometimes is the worst of the steps sometimes, because brands don't often do well in the step. So once I've bought that dress that I'm going to wear at my event, I will receive my purchase confirmation. Some brands fail here extensively because they don't ensure that I immediately get that payment confirmation and the email that say my dress is being processed for delivery. So you need to ensure that you fix that immediately. So in the way in which you plan for your customer experience, you need to ensure that people know exactly what will happen post-purchase. And after that post-purchase experience, the next stage will then be the delivery stage. This is when I receive my dress at home. At this point, I'm excited from the moment they call at the gate. I'm like, yay, my dress is here. I can try it on. I am so excited. But I could be also anxious at this point, thinking, will it fit me? Or maybe I'm already pissed because the delivery was late. Or maybe I'm thinking, will the items be damaged? Or maybe when I even receive the items, I realize, oh, the color is wrong. The item is torn. So those are really frustrations that I could experience during this stage. So as a business, you need to ensure that you use high quality packaging. You need to ensure that there's fast shipping. You need to make sure that your dress, when it arrives, it's exactly like you advertised it, so that when I receive it, I stay excited and happy. The final stage here will really be that customer retention stage. This is when now I've worn my dress and I'm excited. I can leave a review, right? So that other customers can think that they want to buy the same dress, or I can even come and buy from you again because I so enjoyed working with you or buying from you. So here in this stage, I could either be satisfied or disappointed, right? And some of the frustrations I could face in this stage could include the lack of personalized recommendations afterwards. So after I've bought that dress and I've said, you guys, I love it. I'm so excited to buy from you again. As a business, you should already know the next step. How do we retain this customer and ensure that she comes back again? You need to already say, okay, we're going to start sending personalized emails, for example. We're going to send, you might also be interested in, and we're going to send an email every 2 weeks showing our specials. We're going to give her a discount. Maybe she left a great review. We're going to send a thank you note, etc. You need to already be thinking about, how do I now retain this customer that was so happy about us? Or how do I ensure that I fix problems that this customer didn't like about us? This really helps you gain loyal customers, especially if you have customer loyalty reward programs, for example, and those personalized follow-ups. They're really important. When it's my birthday, I want to receive a message and a discount. When something bad happens in my life, I want to receive something from a brand. I want to feel like I'm the VIP customer and I'm the only customer that you have within your business. Do you get it? So that is your customer journey map. It really traces from when a customer buys from you to when your customer receives their products and to when you retain that customer so that they keep coming back and back and back. So that's really important. The fourth stage then would be for your business to build systems and processes to ensure that it continues to deliver great customer experiences for the customers that you have within your business. Really, here you need to look at system requirements, right? Right? This includes technology and tools that will help you deliver an experience that I'd love and brag about to my friends every day. So this includes having proper customer relationship management software, for example. This software will really help you keep these interactions going with me. You get to understand what I like, what I don't like, and how to manage that relationship that we have. And you can use tools like HubSpot, Salesforce, for example, for this. These are great CRM tools. You can even go on Google and search CRM software, and you'll find a lot of software that you can use to manage the relationship between you and your customers. And another thing here is to really use AI chatbots and live chats. Again, we said we want it to be easy for people who are buying from you. When you have these AI chatbots, it really ensures that you reduce wait times for your customers. Customers get instant feedback. They get instant help when they want something from you. And when you do these chatbots, you need to ensure that you also plan them in a way that it feels personalized, right? And it doesn't feel like I'm just talking to a robot. You can check out platforms like Zendesk, which is one of my favorites, and Drift. They really have great AI chatbots and live chats that you can use for your business. You should also consider personalization tools for your business, because when you use AI-driven recommendations, you ensure that your customer always gets what they want. For example, if you watch Netflix, you know, when you finish a show, it starts saying, you might also be interested in, you might also like this. Because now Netflix is getting to learn what you like to watch, and they start recommending similar things, ensuring that your subscription with Netflix keeps going. So even for you and your business, you need to have those personalized recommendations that will ensure that your customers keep coming back. Okay, so now to help you do this for your business even further, I want you to take part in this interactive exercises. The first one is to really do a customer experience audit. So do this. Pick a company that you recently bought from and then rate their customer experience from 1 to 10. And then really categorize it from ease of use, speed, customer service, personalization, after sales support, and really rate it and dig deep about how you felt about every stage of buying from that business. And then also identify a few things that they did well and things that they didn't do so well that they can improve on. This exercise will really get you going and thinking about how you can implement this from your business. The second thing I want you to do is to design a customer journey map for your business. I've taken you through exactly how you design a customer journey map. So think about your business and think about, how do people become aware of our business? What touch points are there? What pain points are there? What should we solve for? How do we want that customer to feel at every stage, from awareness to consideration to purchase to post-purchase and that retention stage? Think about what will be frustrating them and preempt how you can solve those problems for them and ensure that they can buy from you very quickly and that they can get their products very quickly and that it's just easy and fun to deal with you. And you also need to identify how you can fix any problems that your customers might experience when buying from you. You get it? The third thing I want you to do is to now role play customer experience scenarios or customer service scenarios. Get your co-founder, your business partner, one of your employees, your husband, your friend, whoever. And really just role play with them. Get one person who would play the role of a frustrated customer and another who would play the role of a customer service representative. And really play it. And that person who's frustrated should bring all of their frustrations. And really train yourself as somebody who's responding to be empathetic, to have clear communication, and to ensure that you're creative in how you solve problems, and then reflect on what worked and what didn't work and how you can improve. These exercises will really help you build a good customer experience for your own business. And to be able to stand out and be unforgettable, you need to also make sure that you create an emotional connection with your customers. Humans, guys, are just emotional beings. For example, Disneyland, for example, calls their guests VIPs, and they treat them like family, and this makes them feel special. So you need to think about, how do we create that great connection with our customers? I once heard a story about somebody who lived in the US at some point before Netflix came to South Africa. And when they were moving back to South Africa, they wrote to Netflix and said, listen, I'm canceling my subscription. And Netflix asked why. And the person said, it's because I'm moving to a region where you are not available. And Netflix said, we're going to be available in that region pretty soon and we'll keep you updated. And when Netflix became available in South Africa, immediately they reached out to that customer and said, we're available now. We know that you loved us in the US. We're so excited that now we are in South Africa, where you are now based. Here is 6 months worth of free service or free subscription. That's emotion. That's strategy. So think about, what can I do within my business to make sure that I've got a good relationship with my customers, and there's that great customer emotional connection that we have together. And you have to be proactive active and not reactive. Think about it. Customer service is reactive because when somebody comes to your customer service line, it means that there's a problem. They don't come to you and something is good. They come to you because there's a problem. So you need to be proactive. And this customer journey maps and customer experience planning ensures that you are proactive, that people don't need to come and call your customer service helpline. They actually know that everything they need is catered for. A good example is Amazon, right? They're really refined for late deliveries before a customer even complains, for example. So the strategy here will be for you to anticipate all the pain points that your customers could experience and fix them before they cause frustration to the customer. And the third thing is to really offer seamless omnichannel experiences, right? So for example, Starbucks has rewards, and those rewards really work in store, they work on the app, and they work online seamlessly. It doesn't matter where you're buying from, you know that you can get those rewards anyway. And the strategy here for you as a business will be to make sure that customers can switch between devices, can switch between platforms, and switch between locations without losing any progress that they make from a rewards perspective, for example. So everything should be seamless. What I do here should apply there. If it's a gym, I should be able to gym in Johannesburg and gym in Cape Town, for example, right? So that's how you create great customer experiences for your business. Please remember that a great customer experience is not just a one-time effort. It's something that's ongoing. It's a process that keeps on going and requires you to really understand your customers and really anticipate what they need, anticipate their emotions, and delivering exceptional solutions and services before they even ask for them. You need to make sure that your customers are happy and they don't have any problems when interacting with you. If you implement these principles within your business, I promise you, you won't just attract new customers to your business, but you'll build lifelong brand advocates who sell for you. And that's what we want. That's the best thing you can have for your business. Until next week, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you haven't watched any of the episodes in this series, please go and watch them because we're teaching great tools and great information in these episodes that can help you build a successful business that you love and that will make you money. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, what are you waiting for? Please subscribe to this channel. Follow me on social media platforms. And until next week, goodbye for now.